Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Okay, now I get it. You're saving your really good lives for some smarter cop, is that it? I'm just a donut in the on-deck circle. Wait till the real guy gets here. Wait till that big guy comes back. I'm probably just his secretary. I'm just Montel Williams. You want to talk to Larry King?
I'm telling the truth.
I've been a murder police for 10 years. If you're going to lie to me, you lie to me with respect. Now, what is it? Is it my shoes? Is it my haircut? You got a problem with my haircut? Don't you ever again lie to me like I'm Montel Williams. I am not Montel Williams. I am not Montel Williams!
Again this week, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hola, happy new year.
And when you follow Drunkard STL on the Twitters, what is it that you can expect? Nothing. I mean, like, what is it that you're going to find? What is it that, I mean, like, sell it. What is it exactly?
At least for the last 2 weeks, what's been the activity?
Topics of discussion on Drunkard STL on the Twitters?
Booze, ratchet hose.
Ratchet hose. Now explain to me, what is a ratchet hoe?
I'm not sure the for sure definition of ratchet.
Explain it to me as best you know how.
Use it in a sentence that you would use it in.
That hoe is ratchet.
Ratchet?
Yes, ratchet.
Ratchet is the descriptive.
Is the descriptive.
Not hoe.
See, now, a ratchet is like,
more like
a tool that you
yeah.
take off.
It's just
like
something
nuts
kids
and stuff,
say
right?
nowadays.
But you don't know what it is?
I mean,
it's like,
I have no idea.
It's like a hoe. Yeah. Slut.
Except
but why wouldn't
bimbo.
You just call them a hoe or a slut? Why
Except
would you add
a,
in a tool?
A
that seems
hoe.
Like a word that you wouldn't...
She's ratchet, man.
Not now, when I say...
No,
when I say slut, everybody knows what I mean. When I say gutter slut... Everybody knows what I mean. What does ratchet hoe add to hoe?
I mean, just...
I think it's worse than your average hoe.
Worse than your average
hoe. So, I mean, if you're describing a ratchet hoe as, you know, a hoe, then you're using unnecessary words.
But, I mean, what is a gutter slut but a slut?
No, it's a dirty slut, like a lower class slut.
Well, that's the... I mean, I would right. say a ratchet hoe is...
A lower class hoe.
Right.
Why don't you just say gutter slut? You can use gutter slut in the exact same way.
We're trying to keep it hip here, man. Like you said, that's what the kids say these days.
The kid. Okay, so we're trying to stay up on what the kids are doing.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a 30-year-old man now. I know you guys are a little bit younger than me, like a year or two.
A freckle.
But I mean, we're still trying to stay current.
That is legit.
That's... Okay. Okay. So you don't know what it means, but you're going to say it because...
Well, I mean, the person that I follow is says their name is like things Ratchet hoes say or something along those lines.
Okay. Napier, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In a world where teleportation exists,
okay,
everyone has it. It's like a commonplace. You can teleport.
Okay.
In that world, is infidelity easier or more difficult?
I would say easier.
Well, and you would think because of, you know, the people being able to go wherever and cheat and then escape and you know all that. But wouldn't your lady also be able to come home at weird times or follow you somewhere?
Why are you cheating on your lady at home?
No, I'm just... Well, yeah, I guess in a world where teleportation exists...
I guess it all depends. Can your lady just teleport to you no matter where you are?
Or does she have to know where you're at?
Or does she have to know where you're at, and then she can teleport to you. Because if it's the first one, then obviously cheating is much harder because then she can pop into wherever you're at any time.
So I guess we... Yeah.
But if she just has to know where you are to pop into there, then cheating becomes much easier because you could be anywhere.
And you could pop in and out. I mean,
you could be in Liberia. Yeah.
And it'd be on Foursquare.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I guess don't take your cell phone with you. Just go take a bath. You know, have your teleporter ready. Leave. Do your business. Come back. Splash a little on your naughty bits so you don't smell like lady parts. And join your lady friend for dinner.
You teleport there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could... You know, I wonder, in a world where teleportation exists and you can instantly be anywhere,
yep,
if you would still be late to everything.
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Would that be the end of Roadhead? Or would people, like, drive around?
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't drive around, would you?
Just because, like, to do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, I guess you would only drive around to get Roadhead. Otherwise, why would you?
You can also do
non-discreet.
Can also do. They would be smoky rolls.
I mean, like Jay Leno would probably still drive places because you know he's a car guy. He's into vintage cars and stuff. But you know, I don't think I would ever drive again. I don't really have any. I mean, if it wasn't the way to get to places, I don't think I would drive. Unless you were going to get a blowjob, then sure. But then why wouldn't you just get a blowjob?
I would pick the easiest way. Like, right now, driving is considerably easier than walking. If teleportation is easier than driving, I'll do that. Whatever keeps me from exercising the most, I'll do it.
So you're not necessarily into saving time. You're just into...
Laziness.
Yes.
Sloth.
Look, you don't get a body like this. Where you can literally pick up your stomach off of your front gut and under twat, you can pick that up like a skin skirt. You can't do that when you're an exercising young man.
Under twat?
Yeah.
Well, a twat is already under.
Well.
See now I'm gonna.
Okay, man pooch. You know, like how they drew Lilo and Stitch with all the pooches for no reason. Yeah, it's kind of like that. Because I remember that was the Disney cartoon with all the pooch in it. So it's unnecessary pooch on everybody.
So I had this great idea for a bit that I ran by Napier the other day. I've given up on running things by you, Paul, because you just shit on everything I say. So I'm just gonna call Napier instead of texting you my great bit ideas. But I had this idea for a bit where we would decide a topic and we would have Judge Napier. Since we already have Ask Dr. Napier, I thought Judge Napier was the next logical step. And, you know, Judge Napier would decide on a case argued by two quote-unquote lawyers. And Napier says, well, I'm already Dr. Napier. Let's do Judge Paul. And I said, oh, okay, you know, throw the guy a bone. That'll be great. And he goes, but instead of him being a judge, I think we should just have people call in and judge him on his character flaws. So Napier took my idea.
And expanded upon it.
And turned it into like I guess that's like an elaborate pun.
I don't know how it's a pun.
Well, judge.
I will turn any idea into something
meaningful. Yeah. So you're judging Paul on his character flaws as opposed to Paul being a judge.
I like it. See, so, when you had a Judge Napier, I immediately had a question for Judge Napier.
Do you?
Yeah, can we ask Judge Napier?
Okay, but I'm going to argue the counterpoint. I mean, this is kind of impromptu. I haven't prepared anything, but you go
ahead. Well, I haven't prepared. I don't have a side.
So this is more ask Dr. Napier. You're getting our bits mixed up, Paul.
I mean, this is kind of like ask Dr. Napier, but like it's not on a doctorly matter.
Just ask him the fucking question.
All right, so in California,
yes,
this guy got pulled over in the carpool lane because he was by himself, but he had corporate paperwork on, like corporate papers on him.
Yes.
And he argued to the police officer that the Supreme Court had ruled that corporations were in fact people, and that he did have two people in his car, him and this corporation. And so that is like, he's, you know, taking us to court very soon, and I wanted to know what Judge Napier thinks.
I'm pretty sure that would be along the same lines of having a photo of somebody and saying that that photo was the other person. A corporation isn't just a piece of paper, it's the sum total assets of that corporation. So, unless he's saying that the corporation is only this piece of paper, I don't know how that would fly.
Yeah, I don't know the details of.
I'm sure the cop laughed his balls off. I'm sure that did, that was the first time anybody's done.
Apparently,
that.
This guy has been driving in the lane with his corporate paperwork for years. Well, not years, but since the basic, you know, since the Supreme Court thing came down, hoping to get pulled over because he wanted to get taken into court for this.
Isn't that kind of a bullshit thing, though? Like the pregnant lady parking space. I mean, you actually get tickets for driving in the carpool lane if you're... Yeah, I mean, it's a law, but is it like a law?
Yes, it's a law.
It's not like a law.
No, we don't have
it's
that
like law
here.
It's like one of those
here.
Unspoken it's, things.
No, it's not a law here.
I mean,
it's
is
a
anybody,
law there.
Is anybody really going to come up to you if you park in the pregnant lady parking space and be like, hey, wait a second, you're a dude?
I'm getting shit for my pregnant wife.
I just tell them I'm...
That's what I would say.
I just tell them I'm post-op and they didn't finish, but I got pregnant.
And they would believe you.
Yeah, I got tits.
You still can't get pregnant, though.
Yeah, you
don't have this. That was meant to be a joke.
That was meant to be. I was a woman. This is me as a man. These aren't man tits. These are lady tits.
That he tried to make look like man tits.
Yeah, and this giant distended belly is actually me pregnant. I don't have a penis. I have a vagina, but
I
got the facial
hair.
It's
not as funny when he has to spell it out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I ruined that. It was good. It was. It wasn't shitty at all, that joke.
Yeah, you made me feel less of a person today.
No, go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
I was changing the topic.
Oh, good for it.
Topic.
Yeah, that topic was going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, it was done.
It was.
Napier didn't seem to enjoy it.
No, I didn't.
No.
He was not pleased with the question. Judge Napier would kick that case out.
You think?
With a fucking iron fist.
Well, I mean, Mike wasn't really arguing for either side, so.
So, have you guys seen or heard about this, like, gang rape in Ohio?
No, but I'm interested. let's hear about it.
Well, you can't be invited. It's over now.
Okay.
Right, it's over. So apparently, like...
Do all the people involved in the gang rape know each other, or does it just kind of escalate?
I think they knew it was a football team.
Oh, okay. So let's hear about it.
So there's a 16-year-old girl, and she's, like, unconscious and being taken from party to party. And people are gang raping.
They're transporting her to other places so that other people can have sex with her?
I don't know if it was so other people could have sex with them, or so that they could just continue to have sex with her.
So it was like a... Like a pub crawl when you go to multiple bars.
You've got
bars.
This passed out bitch.
I don't understand that.
Why
don't you just stay at a bar
share your rape victim?
And drink?
Uh-oh.
Why do you have to go to different locations? This seems like a waste of time. Okay, so they took her to multiple locations?
Yeah, so they took her for multiple locations and like there's a bunch of pictures of it on Twitter. Of her, well, not of the gang rape, but like of them like carrying this passed out bitch from party to party. And then there was this video that Anonymous released of this guy talking about the whole
thing. Oh, wait, I did hear about this. And the football coach is somehow in some kind of weird thing where he has child porn on his computer or something.
I didn't see anything about that, but I haven't kept up with it in the last few days.
But they said that the football coach was in on the emails.
Yes, yes.
And then they found child porn on his computer.
Okay, that must be a more recent development. They did say that they had more stuff that they were going to let go, you know, release if something didn't happen, you know. So I'm sure they released that. But yeah, it's fucking crazy.
God damn.
Like, no one got charged with anything, like... Huh. But the girl had no idea. She didn't know she was raped until she saw all these pictures on Twitter of her being passed around at these parties.
How would you... They must have been very gentle.
Or little.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but you know, I mean, at least they were gentle.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But it was a crazy story. I mean, and this video on the internet, the kid's like, that bitch was dead. She was deader than OJ's wife. She was deader than, you know, and he was going off. It was pretty funny, actually, but it was terrible.
What do you mean she was dead?
She wasn't moving.
Well, because she was, like, unresponsive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and they peed on her. Like, they were, like, pissing on her in the streets and things.
Would that be the climax of... Because, I mean, why would you want to continue to
rape them after...
Rape them after your buddies peed on somebody. I don't know why you'd want to continue to rape somebody after your buddies raped them.
Well, after somebody gets peed on, that's when the party starts in my place.
I mean, like, I go wash my hands after I shake somebody's hand.
Well, you shake dirty people's hands.
I don't know. I'm not for that.
See, this is why I do fist bumps. I don't have to touch piss hands.
You're bombing all over the place today, man.
Balls.
Bombing. Speaking of balls, I do have something on my list concerning balls. Excellent. I had a great idea for next New Year's Eve. I thought that it would be fun if we got like one of those video streaming services and we had the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks New Year's Eve celebration where we just have a 2013 sitting out somewhere and then we're going to get a Sharpie marker and we're going to write 2014 on your testicles. So then at midnight, you will drop your balls on 2013, bringing in the 2014. See, because people want to see the ball drop.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, they've seen the ball drop at Times Square for years, but they've never seen Napier's balls drop. We'll put you in a diaper. We're not going to show your peen. We're just going to write 2014 on your testicles.
I'm going to go no.
Mostly because he doesn't want to spend New Year's Eve with you.
That's what I was going to say.
No, we're just going to set it up, and then we're going to go about our day. We're not going to hang out. Just you have to commit to that 20 seconds at midnight.
Does he have to slowly drop his balls? Like, 19, 18.
And it starts to kind of come into the frame.
To droop down.
Like, this can't be like a pre-recorded...
I guess it could be.
Then it ruins the magic. We can just tell people it's live, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be there then. We put on hats and use horn blowers.
How early do they... What are you giving me hand signals? What?
I just wanted to say one.
Oh, yeah. We had... Actually, I guess we win because... Or I win. Or no, I lose. Because I thought that we'd be at zero before the intro music was over.
But we're not.
Thank you, Inky A. Shout out, buddy.
Yeah.
Inky.
And they had a full house. I've never seen that many people in the chat room before. I was totally impressed. But I thought for sure they would just all clear out, and I was right.
I don't know. Mrs. Clark got in on the action. She talked about a cheap street whore.
So are you familiar with recording artist Beck?
I know I of so. Beck. We haven't met.
You know Beck. Beck is who I played for you when you were on Cough Syrup.
He's a loser baby.
Two turntables.
He has released his new album, but he did not record any of the songs. What he did was he released a book of all of the sheet music and lyrics to his new songs and said, hey man, if you want to hear my new music... Fucking learn how to play an instrument, yo. And he dropped that shit. And so, like, all of these versions of his new songs are popping up on YouTube. And I'm kind of conflicted as to whether or not that is a douchey move or a cool move. It might just be both. I wanted to know what Judge Paul thought.
It's both.
It's sure. Both.
It's douchey, but it's kind of cool.
It's douchey, but at the same time, it's kind of cool to like. And he didn't record any of them because he didn't want anyone to just hear his and then do their version of it.
I like it. In fact, I think I'm going to go full douchey there. Because then you can just claim, like, you're like, well, dude, your last album sucked. Like, no. No one just performed it right. It's like.
Well, I'm sure eventually he'll probably record them.
I'm sure he'll go on tour and whatnot.
Sure.
Does the album subtitle just say "fuck blind Beck fans"?
Oh yeah, I don't know if it was released in Braille. Yeah, I guess music is you know, hearing man's game.
Yeah,
not necessarily a seeing man's game.
Mm-mm.
Know what I'm saying? So what's new with you, buddy? How was your Christmas? We've been off, guys. How was everybody's Christmas?
It's amazing.
Do you want to hear about my Christmas?
Nah.
Why do you have that look?
What?
Do you have a good story on your Christmas?
Drunk! How was your Christmas, buddy?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
No.
Did you get neat presents and stuff?
I got some stuff. It was alright.
Yeah? Yeah? Did you share the festivities with family and whatnot?
Yes, sir. Down in...
And that was good?
The Boonies.
You went to the Boonies?
Well, it's not really the Boonies, but it's by the Boonies.
If it's your definition of the Boonies, then it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Every time you get that look in your eyes, the only thing that plays back to me in my brain is that fucking Falling Down movie where the dude's in the Korean shop and he's busting everything up. You have that look.
You think I'm going to be that guy?
Eventually.
You think I'm getting there?
Yeah.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was uneventful.
I went to the Gulf of Mexico, and I bought a nightstick, and we beat a Mexican.
To death?
Unknown. We didn't check on it. We kind of left after that.
Huh.
Really killed the vibe of the beautiful beach and whatnot.
Did you guys make any New Year's resolutions?
No,
New Year's resolutions, Napier?
Mike has this shit-eating grin on his face.
Napier, you
like,
didn't...
Like, he's really got something great to say here.
You didn't make any New Year's resolutions? Not even one?
No.
Tom Potts is going on a juice fast. Seven-day juice cleanse.
What is 7 days going to do for that fat fuck?
I don't know if you needed to take it there, but
I'm
you know.
Sorry. I'll edit that out.
He's like, I'll
no
edit
need.
That out.
He don't listen.
7 day juice fest.
Could you do that?
I mean, I like juice.
Yeah, but that's all you would get.
I don't know. Now that I've discovered these new cheeseburgers that McDonald's has with the onions and the cheddar cheese, I don't.
Are they a dollar now?
They're on the dollar menu, man. They're really good.
Are they?
I've had four of them today for two different meals.
I just want to say that those hamburgers are nothing but a regular McDonald's patty with white cheddar cheese and burnt onions.
Sounds better than a regular.
But they're but they're good.
Yeah.
They're only a dollar.
But it just tastes like burnt onions to me. I mean, they're like...
Enjoy burnt onions.
So do I.
I like I like grilled onions. Those aren't grilled.
They're a dollar.
Yeah, but...
You goddamn fast food snob.
Yeah, but
I like the Mac chicken myself.
I can get other McDonald's sandwiches that aren't burnt for a dollar.
The McChicken goes in cycles. Because like I'll eat them, and I'll start eating them a lot. And then I'll get one with like just like huge gristle. And then I won't eat any McChickens for like, you know, 6 months.
Oh,
then I'll eat one occasionally. And then I rant back up until I get a big piece of gristle again. And then I say, fuck it. No more McChickens.
Yeah, it's like cartilage strings that are in there. It's just nasty.
So the last episode sounded like complete dog shit when we were done posting it.
And yeah.
I wasn't going to put it up as a podcast, but I waited a couple of weeks and then put it up after I kind of tinkered with it a bit. It sounded terrible. I don't recommend anyone actually listen to it. But then the week after that, I didn't want it to sit there for the whole time we were on break and be like the top episode. So, you know, if anyone stumbled onto us, they wouldn't listen to that episode. So I compiled Best of WFOD 4, which got us up through 2011 when we had our extended hiatus. And that was the episode that I flipped out about you talking about raping people and then giving them cars.
Oh.
That was the last episode. But it also included the episode where we talked about the butterfly house for the whole hour and your trip to the butterfly house.
Yeah, I don't know why we did that.
I was tickled to death about your trip to the butterfly house. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Have you ever even been to the butterfly house?
I have not. I've never been to the butterfly house.
So why were you berating me for an hour about a place you haven't even been?
But we have new listeners that may not have gone back and listened to our 70-something back episodes. And so the compilation of Best of WFOD 4 caught people who hadn't heard the stuff in it. And the best tweet that I got about the Best of WFOD Volume 4, available now on Stitcher, iTunes, whatnot, was from Benny, the dude from Podcheese, and I'm just going to read it. It was really funny. Bad news, guys. The Butterfly House will be closed January 1st through the 25th for renovations. 2013 sucks balls already. So what's funny is, if you really think about it, he heard that, and I mean, this dude lives in Philly. This dude was inspired to research the Butterfly House. So,
did you research it to make sure it actually was closed?
Yeah, I did, and it is. It's closed for all of this month.
So somebody
check our facts.
So you berated me about going somewhere, and then somebody looked up the Butterfly House.
Somebody looked up the Butterfly House based on your experience there, from Philadelphia. He wants to visit St. Louis simply to go to our amazing Butterfly House.
There is only one amazing thing there.
I can't think of any other reason why he would take the time to Google St. Louis Butterfly House other than he was planning a trip to come visit it. And so what I think is we need to really, really get on the Butterfly House, that the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program should be a sponsor. And we should broadcast live from the Butterfly House.
I really don't see them agreeing to any of that.
Why wouldn't they? We've already gotten them one potential customer.
I'm pretty sure that's a family place where you can't mention vaginas.
Maybe we can give out free coupons.
I think we could give out free coupons. Yeah, we could do that.
To the Butterfly House?
Yeah.
Isn't it free already?
No.
$10.
$10.
$10 to get into the Butterfly House.
But,
well, if no one has any New Year's resolutions, that was really all I wanted to talk about, so we're going to take a break.
Yeah, dog!
Why do you sound so bitter about that?
I'm kind of pissed off. I was hoping that you guys would tell me all of your New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to try to masturbate into it.
That was a big part of my show prep.
Once a day.
I thought, it's the first show of the new year, time to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Do I look like a man with goals?
We're going to play What's in Drunk's Mouth, and I'm going to put the cup into his mouth.
Is that next week?
No, it's a year from now.
You didn't hear his whole lead up, did you?
No, I was talking.
It's all right.
He was talking.
He said he's going to try to masturbate in a cup every day for a year and then put the cup in.
No, it evaporates. I've tried that. I tried to the bathroom soap dispenser down in the basement. I tried to fill it up and it kept evaporating before I could put more
in.
You
need an airtight container, I believe. Like some OXO shit.
Mix it with vinegar so that they're pickled.
$19.99.
We will be back in 7 to 8 minutes.
Jerk off into pickle jars.
I had a great time tonight.
Me too.
Do you maybe want to come in for a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Steve was a ladies' man who loved him and left him. A regular cocksmith. Until one day, he crossed the wrong woman who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, you'd have to talk to it, too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick. Taped in front of a live studio audience.
I'll be just a minute if you want to turn some music on. I love that song. Put it back on.
Dude, If she wants to listen to Third Eye Blind, that's fine. It's not that bad.
Are you fucking kidding me? This shit sucks. Want to try fucking a chick to this lousy substandard pussy rock? Nuh-uh. We go one of two ways. We go smooth and sexy, or we go fucking Slayer!
Don't fuck this up for me.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to your dick? Weird. You should go.
Didn't Third Eye Blood, or how's it gonna be?
Yeah.
I fucking love that song!
How's it gonna be? When you don't know me anymore.
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis visit the White House.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
When it began in 2011, a tiny podcast set out to bring you, the listener, the finest underground and indie rock radio ever, and maybe some vile humor, hip-hop. That program was only available on one website. Now it's on two. The dynasty grows. RadioFubar.com, welcome to the greatest hour of your entire life. This is the greatest hour of music I've never heard of show in the entire world. RadioFubar.com. Welcome to Notes from the Underground.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. You can call us up at area code 309-740-1430. Or you can also Skype us at WFODicks.com. Is that right?
No.
.com.
No, just...
at WFODicks.
There you go.
There you go.
You feel good about that? You feel that one okay?
You want to do another take?
Yeah, try it again. Just from the top.
We'll edit out that.
Yeah, we'll edit out that other thing. I don't want you to look bad. I want you to look pristine. So
thank you.
Do it again.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
See, so you keep saying podcast.
It's an internet radio program.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
From the top again?
Just start over.
Just one more time?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio show. To call us, our number is area code 309-740.
This is going great.
1430. Or you can Skype us at WFO Dicks.
See, now that was okay. Right?
That was pretty good. I think it was the ad-libbing with the show, the radio show, instead of radio program.
I mean, that's just what I say. I don't think that necessarily has to be it. I mean, he got the gist of it, I think.
It was good. I thought it was good.
Fantastic.
So, and by the way, also worth mentioning, I think on the last show we talked about our honorable mention in the Dorktown Indie podcast list. Yeah, no, we charted this time, buddy.
Woo-hoo.
We are number 22.
Ooh.
Yeah. Climbing the ladder.
Climbing the fucking ladder. So now when we were talking about, well, we might be in the 40s, we might be, you know.
I don't remember this conversation.
No, we're 22 now.
Probably because you were not paying attention, per usual.
I was probably texting.
That's right. So that means that on the Indie Top 25, there are three shows on that list under us.
Below me.
Below me.
Just throwing that out there. Throwing that out there.
So yet, when I came here, all we had was caffeine-free Coca-Cola.
You know, caffeine-free Coca-Cola tastes exactly like regular Coca-Cola.
Except
there's no difference.
The added benefit of caffeine.
Why would you even drink that? I mean,
it's not for me. I generally do not drink Coca-Cola.
Well, who bought it?
I did not.
The lady friend?
I did not buy the Coca-Cola.
Are you and your lady friend married now?
No, we're not.
Are you getting married?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When is that?
You know, any day now.
We should have a live from the dressing room.
You think?
Pre-event podcast.
You think?
Yeah, just like, you know, we'll talk about what's going on, what's going through your mind, you know, before you make
a
big moment.
You're
going
to interview me?
Yeah, I mean, we'll just talk, you know, we'll have a conversation, how we normally do.
Right. Thanks for muting your phone, by the way, Napier.
You're welcome, sir. There we go.
So, speaking of this whole, you know, ranking thing, and I guess, you know, to do what we do, we can't really pay too much attention to the numbers, or else we would get disheartened. However, it irritates the shit out of me when I see all of our fellow podcasts having, like, hundreds more, or not hundreds, tens of more iTunes reviews than us. We have 12 right now, I think. We've been doing this show for 3 years, and we have 12 fucking iTunes reviews. Some of these shows have only been around for a couple of months, and they're in the 30s, and it bothers the shit out of me. Not so much that I care how many iTunes reviews, it's just when I look at other people and see that they have more, that upsets me.
That's because people listen to theirs.
Yeah. Right.
How many of the reviews did you write, Michael?
Well, see, and that's the other thing is I generally write reviews for other shows. And you know what? I even tell them, hey, I wrote a review for you. And I mean, I don't say, hey, when you get a chance, review us too. I think that should just be, that should be unspoken, right?
Sure.
I mean, fuck, if I write you a review for your goddamn show, write me a fucking review.
How do they even know you have a show?
Because I tweeted them from the show account.
Yeah, well, who knows what WFO Dix is?
That's true.
Say, hey, I'm a podcast.
So anyway, what I'm getting at is the next 10 iTunes reviews that we get within a reasonable time frame.
Free t-shirt?
Free t-shirt.
The next 3 years?
Yeah, over the next 3 years. I'm going to mention it on this show because I do think that we have listeners. I really, truly believe it.
Not bots.
I don't believe we do.
Well, we already had one listener who declined a t-shirt. Do we really want more listeners declining t-shirts? Because that was like a big setback in the show.
No, if you review us on iTunes, sign it some way, and then either private message me on Facebook or Twitter or our email, wfodix@live.com. Tell us, hey man, I sent you a review. Send me my fucking t-shirt. Here's the address.
Is present company excluded? Because I do not have a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Well, you should fucking review us on iTunes anyway.
I should.
You should. And because fuck you. You should. I mean, I reviewed us on iTunes. God damn it. But no, I mean, I'll give you guys.
I'll advertise, you know?
And this shirt, I actually already designed it. It will only, I'm only going to make, like, I guess 14 of them. I'm going to make the 10 people that review us on iTunes and us four.
So this is like a giveaway, a sweepstakes.
This will be a limited edition wheelbarrow full of dicks. It will not be for sale. It will be to these 10 people, and that's it. And
can I be super badass?
I already designed it. I like it. I think it's pretty badass. I'll wear it.
All right.
So how many of these reviews are positive?
No, yeah, they have to be positive. If you give us a negative review, don't claim it, because that would...
How many of the 12 currently?
They're all five-star reviews. Mm. I mean, you know, two of them were me and Jesse. Jesse reviewed us when he was on the show. So, I mean, you know, of course we're going to review us good. So, actually, we only have 10, because two of them were us.
So we're going to, with this promotion, we're going to...
There's people in the goddamn 30s, man! We should at least be in the 20s. We should have more than 12.
This is bullshit.
How many people on Fiverr will sell you reviews? Like,
that's a good. I haven't looked that up.
Yeah, like just get 10,000 reviews from Fiverr.
10,000? I think that might be a little overkill. You got to make it look somewhat legit, right?
That's why I think all the 5-star reviews are killing us. I think we need some 4s in there to make it look legit.
Please only give us 5-star reviews. I don't want a bunch of goddamn 4s, man.
But 4s are like, they actually liked it. 5, they might have just clicked the 5 button, you know, like.
And write something. Don't just give us a review. And don't just put 5 stars and think you're done. I'm sending you a fucking t-shirt, man. I'm bribing you. That's right.
Are you paying for the shipping and handling?
Yes, yes, yes. All expenses paid, you're getting a t-shirt.
Have you checked with the rules and regulations regarding sweepstakes?
It's not really a sweepstakes because there's
not
a
chance. And be in America because I'm not made of money.
Do you have a
different... Or Canada. Canada's fine.
Different sizes for your t-shirt?
Dude, of course. Don't be stupid. You guys are being stupid.
Do you have like...
I'm doing a legit thing here. I mean, nobody else is fronting this shit.
All right, well, how about this?
I'm doing a legit thing here. I want people to review us on iTunes. I'm tired of being at 12. It's bullshit.
Tank tops for the ladies?
What?
Do you have, like, tank tops for the ladies?
How about a thong? It's like where we have our...
Can you choose your own color?
Let's move on to a different topic. That's out there.
I'll give you a car if you review us on iTunes.
No, you won't.
Yes, you have to review us on iTunes and come pick up the car.
I think people would actually do that.
It's a 1994 Saturn SC1 coupe. The plates are expired and it's not running currently. But you are welcome to it if you review us on iTunes. This is completely legitimate. I want it out of my driveway. It has 4 brand new tires. I bought these tires approximately 1 week before the transmission went out. So if nothing else, you can take this car and sell the tires on Craigslist. But get it out of my goddamn driveway, please.
Okay, now this is the part where you do... Prices and...
No, they can have the fucking car. No,
like the really fast talk at the end?
No.
Price and participation may vary. Car.
You just have to come get it. I'm not going to...
Car may cause bloody diarrhea. Chest pains.
And I'll sign whatever paperwork
headaches.
You want me to sign.
Also, dizziness.
Don't guarantee that it will ever run again.
Oh, well, no, there's no guarantees. But, I mean, it's got... The one guarantee is it has 4 brand new tires. And they cost me $300.
Well, they're not brand new. They've been sitting in your driveway.
Well, they've been undriven upon. They've got less than 100 miles.
So put it on Craigslist. Say, look, I want this car out of my driveway. You can have it. Come get it. But first... You must review my podcast on iTunes.
And it must be 5 stars.
10 people. Next 10. Seriously.
I don't have 10 cars. Just 1 gets the car.
Okay. I'll give out 10 fucking t-shirts.
Do you get to pick out of the 10 which one gets the car?
I think if, you know, it's kind of first come, first serve. Whoever shows up in my house
out of
says,
your driveway,
hey, can I have this car? I'll say, yeah.
What if somebody just comes to your house and says, hey, can I have that car?
Yeah, that would probably work too. But then I would make them come inside and review us.
Sign into their iTunes account. Say, look, this is all part of the process. I just need to make sure you're legit. I need your review on iTunes.
Yes, exactly.
They'll say, what is this? Say, doesn't matter.
Do you want this car?
Do you want this fucking car or not?
This fucking car, bro.
These tires are brand new. And by the way, listen to my podcast. You know, on the way home.
Aside from, well, not in the car. The car's got a tape deck.
Aw, man.
I don't even think it has a tape deck, actually. I think it might.
How the fuck are you going to add to our.
It's a 1994 Saturn.
How the fuck are you going to add to our listeners if you have a tape deck in the car you're giving away?
It's got like. It gets like 25 okay. miles a gallon.
I
well,
have.
I mean, it would if it runs.
I have a stereo.
Yeah, I mean,
that has
0 miles
a tape cover. Deck on it. I will record an episode onto a cassette tape so that they listen to it.
Alright. Sounds good. But if that doesn't happen, you can still have the car. But you have to review
us. In the background, can we just play Jingle Cats? That way they can just drown us out and listen to Jingle Cats? Everything I say dies.
The internet... From 1995, called Napier. They want their Jingle Cats back.
There's a couple of podcasts that I sort of pay attention to, occasionally listen to, that have recently added a hot chick to their show.
I think that would also be very good for us.
Should we do that?
How do you know that they're hot?
We need to get, because they're on the Twitters and they're both, they're hot. They're pretty hot, yeah. So we need to get rid of drunk. We need to get a hot chick. I don't know how you do that. Say, hey, you know, on podcast.
I think Craigslist.
Podcast searching for
hot chick. 4W.
Please. Please be somewhat funny.
Or
LOL.
One or the other.
In the St. Louis area, please send pics.
Do they have to be in the St. Louis area? Can't they just Skype
in? Oh, they could Skype in.
Yeah. But then the hotness is like...
Yeah, but then it's like, you know, what are we getting out of it? Oh, we're getting more... I don't know if that works or not, but I never listen to this show. I've heard people mention the show. I've had people recommend the show. And, like, it wasn't that I was being a dick, but, like, it was like, dude, I listen to a lot of shows. I don't need any more shows. But then, you know, when I saw, hey, they added a hot chick, then suddenly I was interested. So, I mean, like, that worked on me. So maybe that'll work on other people, too.
We need, like, a mouthy Roseanne type woman.
Why?
But hot, you know.
But hot?
Yeah, just she needs to be mouthy, I think.
I think that makes them not hot. I'm pretty sure people listen to podcasts to not hear their lady friend bitch at them.
I would be more inclined to listen to a hot chick talk about stuff than four sweaty fat dudes talking about pussy fart.
What does a hot chick know about rape and burning dildo fields?
Do you think that's the problem? Do you think people don't want to hear about rape?
Maybe that's what it
is. You think that's what it is?
Maybe it's the subject matter that is keeping the numbers down. It's a sad thing. We could change it into a kid's show.
Yeah?
I think we are a kid's show.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the inaugural episode of Napier's Children Hour.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Napier!
Hey, Napier! Hi, kids!
Tell us a story!
Well, this one time I was at this bus driver's apartment, and me and him were, like, hanging out. And fart. There we go. In the bag.
Are you
putting me in the bag? I'm confused. What's the bag?
Why is there a bag? What did the bus driver have to do with anything? You went to his apartment and then fart?
Yep.
You farted at his apartment?
Ha ha, I love farts.
They do love
kids
farts.
Kids love farts.
That's how Ren and Stimpy got big.
Farts?
Yeah, the poot from Ren and Stimpy. That's what made it. That's what made that show. You don't know the episode I'm talking about, do you?
So drunk. What do you think about Napier's Kid Hour? It's not very good, is it?
No, not very childish.
Not a fan. Not a fan. I mean, maybe it's because, you know, we're mature adults.
I believe that's
we're not the target audience.
Yeah. So kids will think this is great.
I thought that was awesome. They're laughing their fucking asses off right now.
Because he said fart? Mm-hmm. But I mean, we say fart and dirty words and stuff. Kids should listen to us.
I agree.
I agree too, wholeheartedly.
I have, over the break, I work at a place, and it seems like every customer that I have, I work in collections, and it seems like every customer I have, somehow in their excuse why they're not going to pay involves them being on disability, to a point where I'm convinced that everyone is on disability. And what I was thinking was, you know how they have like drug sniffing dogs that find drugs on the drug people?
Yeah.
What we need to do to determine if people are really disabled to where they should be on disability and not. What do you type? There's no one in the chat room. Who are you typing to?
I'm just trying to throw you off your game, buddy.
Well, you did.
Well, also the
keyboard's not even on.
Yeah, keyboard's dead, dude.
So you're just typing for the sake of typing. Okay, anyway. I was in the middle of something. You fucked it up.
Everybody's on disability. Go.
Okay, yeah, so drug everybody's on disability.
Yeah, drug sniffing
There's
dog.
A drug sniffing dog unit that sniffs out drugs. We need to have a disability wolf unit.
Are you saying disabled people smell?
No, what I'm saying is, to determine whether or not you should be on disability, you can't work, you can't function, you should be, you know, considered disabled, we will have a team of police-enforced wolves that when you come out of your door, the wolves will wait, and then when you come out of your door, the wolf will chase you. And if you have the ability to get away from the wolves, then you're not disabled.
I don't think I can get away from wolves.
No, neither
well,
can I.
No, see, but here's the thing. You will be scared by the wolves, and so you will try. And the wolves won't actually bite you. They'll be trained wolves.
So won't people figure that out, though, and then they'll just like...
Well, if I see a wolf chasing me, and it looks hungry and is going to eat me, I'm running. I'm running. And I mean, I would say that if you have the steely resolve to stare down a charging wolf and not run, you deserve the check. But most people will run.
But what happens if they're like out walking around and there's a wolf and it starts running after them and they think, oh, this is a test, and they just stand there?
Then they're, fuck them.
Then they needed to be on disability.
Yeah, then they needed to be retarded on disability. They did. And I mean, like, you know, I would say that you should just be on, and we should release more wolves into the general population that aren't trained too, just as a way to keep people on their toes. So you don't know whether it's the right wolf or not.
Well, what happens when one of the wolves eats somebody?
Look, it's like poker, man. You win, you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them. And when a wolf's chasing you, you're going to run. And if you get away...
So is that holding them or folding them?
When you get, if you get away from the wolves, fucking good for you. But if it was from the wolf-trained police unit, you're going back to work.
Why do I feel like this is like a Mad Max apocalypse kind of world where there are just wolves in cities?
Oh, man, you put me in charge. Every man for himself. Shit's going down. Ow!
I don't think I'd want to live in your city. Your city sounds like it's full of wolves.
It is. It's fucking full of them.
Have you cut for Bieber yet?
What are you talking about?
Well, Bieber got caught smoking marijuana.
You're supposed to cut yourself
and take pictures of it and put on Twitter.
What is it?
Justin Bieber's fans are posting pictures of them cutting themselves so that Justin Bieber won't do drugs.
What?
Hashtag cut for Bieber. You see a bunch of teenagers.
No, this isn't a thing.
No, search for it on Twitter. There's pictures this of is a teenagers.
Cut for Bieber?
Yeah. Yeah, hashtag cut for Bieber.
You're a liar.
No, he's not.
No, man.
Cut for Bieber. So they're cutting themselves to tell Justin Bieber not to smoke weed?
Yeah.
I think it was originally like a internet's fucking with people kind of thing.
Justin Bieber's a fucking musician. He's an artist. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. He doesn't have to pee in a cup to have fucking people, you know, employ him. Well, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
This isn't the first time.
Michael Phelps smokes all kinds of weed, and he can swim really fucking fast. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got cut for Bieber?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I agree. Smoke all the weed you want, dude.
This isn't the first time like people have trolled Justin Bieber fans either.
Napier, I have a cell phone camera. Cut yourself, and I'm gonna send it to Justin Bieber.
No.
I have like one of those X-Acto knives. Let me get it real quick. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna get an X-Acto knife for Napier.
I don't think I want to cut myself with something that you might have cut yourself with.
No, I just bought it.
So what's up,
ready to go, baby? We gotta get Justin Bieber off this fucking weed. There you go, buddy.
I don't think I'm going to do this.
Drunk! Are you willing to cut for Bieber?
Can we get a picture of like I'm acting like
I'm drunk? Don't cut yourself for Bieber, you crazy bastard! He's reaching for the knife! What the fuck's wrong with you? Fuck Justin Bieber!
There was also a rumor that Justin Bieber had cancer. And the internet got a bunch of people to shave their heads in support of him.
Seriously, guys. Justin fucking drunk reached for the knife, man. He was ready to go.
I'm a bleeper.
A bleeper?
A bleeper.
True bleeper.
Oh, a bleeper. Oh.
Yeah, bleeds for Bieber.
Jesus Christ. We can get drunk to do anything, Napier. Anything.
We couldn't get him to put that piece of chicken in his mouth.
Speaking of young children...
Cutting themselves?
Cutting themselves. Well, no, not cutting themselves. Okay. But did you hear about the Lost Prophets singer?
Are you familiar
with the band Lost Prophets, Napier?
No.
You're not. They have such hits as Shinobi vs. Dragon Ninja and Rooftops and what was their other song? They've had some songs. They've had some.
Yeah, I remember
On the Rooftop. Yeah. The lead singer of Lost Prophets was recently arrested and charged with conspiracy to rape a one-year-old girl.
He sounds like
How do you do a conspiracy for that? It's not like they can get too far.
That's what I was thinking. He didn't rape her. He conspired to rape her. Like, they had to plan an attack. I mean, like, one-year-old girl, what are you going to do? Sneak up behind her? She's one.
That's what I was going to say. How do you rape a one-year-old? It's like...
Well, no, I mean...
You have consent pretty easily. You trick them into it, you know?
But they conspired to rape a one-year-old girl. So, like, they had, you know, diagrams, and they got together, and they're like, look, how are we going to pull this off? It's going to be rough. What's the plan of attack here?
I don't think that's a planning kind of thing, but...
But they also found on his computer extreme animal porn.
What's the difference between extreme and regular?
I don't know.
I know the difference between regular unleaded and the super...
See, because I looked at that and I was like, who doesn't have extreme animal porn on their computer? Am I right? You know?
Yeah, everybody's got that.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want anyone looking through my computer. Who knows?
Sure. I mean, you know, the conspiring to rape a one-year-old, that sucks. That's a bummer. But, you know, extreme animal porn, come on. That's nothing. Back in the day, I mean, we used to watch extreme animal porn for fun, right?
Yeah.
In groups.
And that midget porn.
Right.
That midget porn that we brought over to Joey's, and we all sat around and tried to fast forward. It looked like bunnies humping like a moose. It was really awesome. Everything I say dies.
You are just kind of killing everything tonight. I don't know what's going on. So, speaking of porn, I guess, do you follow any of the Twitter accounts that post the fake celebrity nudes? They, like, put a celebrity's head on a nude body and pretend like...
I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
The question that I had regarding that was, if you were the nude model...
Mm-hmm.
That they cut off your head and put a celebrity's head on it, would you be flattered or offended?
I'd want likeness rights.
Because, I mean, on one hand, you know, I guess your bod is rocking enough to be mistaken for, you know, a celebrity's or someone that people find desirable. But at the same time, you know, they kind of took you out of it. You know, they made it.
Well, I don't think they're making money off of it. I mean, if they were making money off of it, maybe I'd be upset.
You would be more upset than flattered, you think?
Well, I mean, if somebody got naked photos of me and put Kevin Smith's face on there, you probably couldn't tell too much of a difference. But I'd say, yeah, that would be kind of fun. As long as, you know, that they gave me a shout-out.
What if you're like a complete butterface and you know it? So they have to put the celebrity's face on you.
You think they have a stack? Like, look, man, these bodies are cool, but we gotta put different heads on them.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. In 2013, there are 31 sequels coming out and 17 reboots.
And how many actual movies?
I guess if you take
every
out
other one.
These 48, eight? And I read this article, and the whole tone of the article, like from beginning to end, was, look, man, this sucks. We know it sucks. There's 48 sequels and reboots coming out, but it's your fucking fault because you didn't go see John Carter.
Wasn't that movie terrible?
I don't know, but like that's they kept coming back to, look, nobody wants to take a chance on original movies because John Carter bombed so much.
John Carter was horrible.
Did you see John Carter?
No.
Maybe it's just the propaganda got to us, man. I heard it was terrible.
Well, I mean, the thing about that movie is I hadn't heard a fucking thing about it until it had already been out for a week or two. And I mean, I kind of stay up on that stuff. I pay attention to movies that are coming out. I go see a lot of movies. I didn't hear shit about John Carter until it was already out and bombing. And then the story was about how much it bombed and it sucked. But I mean, like, I didn't see any promotion for that movie. I didn't see anything about it. And apparently it cost like an obnoxious amount of money to make.
It was that dude who went to like Mars or somewhere or some alien world.
Yeah.
No, I'd heard about it for a while before it came out.
There was a dude that went to Mars and then saved the Martians from somebody.
Because he's super strong because they don't have gravity and shit.
I mean, I watched the preview and it was like, this dude can jump really far and he fights big monsters. And I was like, this looks stupid. So, I mean,
I just think it was a shitty premise.
I'd be more inclined to go see an original idea as opposed to a sequel. Just not a bad idea.
Was it movie District 9?
Have a good idea.
District 9 was pretty good.
Yeah, District 9 was an original movie. It made money.
Well, I saw the preview for that goddamn Pacific Rim. That Guillermo del Toro guy's next movie is called Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It has the Sons of Anarchy guy in it.
Yep.
That looks like fucking gritty reboot Power Rangers. Seriously, it's dudes who get in big robots to fight monsters. It's Power Rangers. It is. Look at it.
It's not Power Rangers. It's supposed to be like a homage to all the old Asian Destroy Tokyo movies. But there's one point of that movie that I'm going to hate, and it's probably going to make me not want to watch it. It's that those robots need two pilots. And the reason it needs two pilots is so that the main dude and the main chick can fuck. And that's the only reason that they need two pilots. And that's going to make me upset. Why have that?
Did you see Django?
I did.
What did you think of Django?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I mean, I'm not going to like suck its dick and get too excited about it. But it was a good movie. I liked it. I like Quentin Tarantino's movies. I think he does interesting things. I'm sold on his movies. I'll go see him.
But it reminded me a whole lot of Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah,
the whole thing, it felt very similar to me. It's like, let's get a bunch of Jews, go kill some Nazis. Everyone has a good time.
Yeah,
let's get some slaves, go kill some white people. Everybody has a good time.
And this is actually kind of genius because if you think about it, like, people our age, people maybe a little older than us, white people as a whole have accepted Quentin Tarantino. White people go see Quentin Tarantino movies. But black people, they go see black people movies.
Like Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I mean, like a Tyler Perry movie. Have you ever gone to a theater on a week that a Tyler Perry movie is opening? There is black people everywhere.
The last one he was
Black
in
people
bombs.
Support black people movies. They do. Big time. And so, if Quentin Tarantino makes a movie with black people in it, they're
as
already saying
slaves.
Yeah, but I mean, Jamie Foxx is in it, and you know, the blacks like Jamie Foxx, so they go see the Jamie Foxx. So they've already said this is going to be Quentin Tarantino's biggest release yet, and it's because he never had the black people before, but now he does.
Did you notice that they put Samuel L. Jackson in like blacker face?
You think he's already pretty dark?
No, man, they made him as dark as midnight for that movie. Yeah, like, I think they put him in extra blackface.
I don't think maybe.
Oh yeah, he's
maybe
dark.
It was the lighting.
Maybe it was something.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx, did you guys see that celebrity get together Sandy Hook video?
No.
Apparently, a bunch of celebrities got together and they made a video. It was like an anti-gun violence, anti-gun rights video, and it had a bunch of celebrities in it. The majority of the celebrities that were in that video have played at one point in time a character that does gratuitous, like, just shooting people in the face in their movies, and then goes on to say, oh, well, we can't have all these guns, while at the same time they glorify them to a point of irresponsibility. And it I don't understand how they don't see the irony in that. It's like Jamie Foxx, he just came out with Django and he's shooting dudes in the face. Why does he get to talk about gun violence when he's portraying it and making money off of it?
Is that your gun stuff?
Yes.
You have more gun stuff, right?
I have a whole bunch of gun stuff. But I think our hour's getting there. Does that matter?
I guess so.
We can always do this next week.
You have more gun stuff?
I have gun stuff every damn day.
So stay tuned, everyone, for Napier's gun stuff coming soon. Do you feel this went okay? Are you satisfied with...
No, because every time I said something, it killed the conversation.
Are you satisfied, Michael?
Never.
Always hungry for more.
Right? Always hungry for more.
He loves that shit.
We will see y'all back here next week, 9-8 Central, radiofubar.com. Remember what I said about the iTunes reviews. And,
Mike's butthole is hungry.
Yeah, Mike's butthole is hungry. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. And wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Because we like you.